Good evening and welcome to The Big Fight. I'm Nidhi Razdan. Tonight, has the BJP said goodbye to Vikas and hello to Hindutva? As we head into the third phase of the general election next week, the campaign has taken a dramatic turn with the BJP's decision to field terror-accused Pragya Thakur from Bhopal. Her candidature comes after a series of statements from the Prime Minister, Amit Shah, Adityanath, Menaka Gandhi and others, which clearly show that there is a new direction the BJP is taking in the remaining crucial phases. So is this Plan B and will polarization work this time? Well, let's take a look at our big focus on the big fight today, and that is the BJP's decision to field Pragya Thakur from Bhopal. It is a decision that has come with much controversy because she is, at the end of the day, a terror accused and accused in the 2008 Malegaon blast case. The BJP decided that she would take on Digvijay Singh, stunning everyone. The trial in the Malegaon blast case is still on. The court has framed charges against her, which include committing a terrorist act, murder and criminal conspiracy. These are the specific charges against her. She's currently on bail on medical grounds but has looked perfectly healthy while talking to the media and is clearly fit enough to fight a general election. Amit Shah strongly defended the choice of Pragya Thakur this week, saying that she had been given a ticket against Digvijay Singh, the person who coined the term saffron terror, which the BJP says is an insult to Hindus. Now, in the Malegaon probe, Pragya Thakur was arrested by Maharashtra's anti-terrorism squad led by IPS officer Hemant Karkare. 2 months after Pragya's arrest, Mr. Karkare died while fighting terrorists during 26/11. He was later awarded the Ashok Chakra. And now, Pragya Thakur, in a shocking statement, has said that Karkare died because she had cursed him. BJP leaders sitting next to her clapped when she said that. She also said Mr. Karkare was anti-national. As outrage has grown over her comments across the board, the BJP has said that Pragya's remarks are personal, that they don't agree with her, but that she must have said it because of the mental and physical torture she faced.
जांच जो बिठाई थी वो सुरक्षा आयोग के सदस्य को हेमंत करकरे उन्होंने हेमंत करकरे को बुलाया, कहा कि जब सबूत नहीं है तुम्हारे पास तो साध्वी जी को छोड़ दो। वो व्यक्ति कहता है मैं कुछ भी करूंगा, मैं सबूत लेकर के आऊंगा, कुछ भी करूंगा, बनाऊंगा, करूंगा, इधर से लाऊंगा, उधर से लाऊंगा, लेकिन मैं साध्वी को नहीं छोड़ूंगा। ये उसकी कुटिलता थी, ये देशद्रोह था, धर्म विरुद्ध था। जब वो मुझसे पूछा, तमाम सारे प्रश्न करता था, क्यों ऐसा क्यों हुआ, वैसा क्यों हुआ, मैंने तो मुझे क्या पता, भगवान जाने। तो क्या ये सब जानने के लिए मुझे भगवान के पास जाना पड़ेगा? मैंने कहा बिल्कुल, अगर आपको आवश्यकता है तो आप अवश्य जाइए, आपको विश्वास करने में थोड़ी तकलीफ होगी, देर लगेगी, लेकिन मैंने कहा तेरा सर्वनाश होगा। और ठीक सवा महीने में जिस दिन इसको आतंकवादियों ने मारा, उस दिन सूतक का अंत हो गया।
Well, Pragya Thakur's comments come at a time when we've actually seen a series of statements from other senior party leaders, right from the Prime Minister to Amit Shah to Menaka Gandhi to, of course, Mr. Adityanath, who often does make statements like Ali Bajrangbali, for which he got into trouble with the Election Commission. And these statements over the last 10 days or so have shown that the BJP's campaign is possibly taking a different direction.
आतंकवाद हिंदू के साथ जोड़ दिया, इसके कारण अब उनकी हिम्मत नहीं पड़ रही है कि जहां पर मेजॉरिटी के लोग रहते हैं वहां चुनाव लड़ने की हिम्मत नहीं है। ये आतंकवादी हिंदू की सजा उनको मिल चुकी है और इसलिए भाग करके जहां मेजॉरिटी माइनॉरिटी में है वहां शरण लेने के लिए मजबूर हो गए।
हिंदू, सिख, बौद्ध, जैन और क्रिश्चियन आसपास के देश से आए हैं, वो शरणार्थी है, सबको इस देश की नागरिकता देने का काम भारतीय जनता पार्टी की नरेंद्र मोदी सरकार।
अगर कांग्रेस को अली पर, सपा बसपा को अली पर विश्वास है, हमें भी बजरंग बली पर विश्वास है।
जब मुसलमान आता है काम के लिए, फिर मैं सोचती हूँ कि नहीं रहने दो, क्या फर्क पड़ता है, आखिर नौकरी एक सौदेबाजी भी तो होती है, बात सही है कि नहीं? ये नहीं कि हम लोग सब महात्मा गांधी के छठी औलाद है कि हम लोग आए केवल हम देते ही जाएंगे और फिर इलेक्शन में मार खाते जाएंगे।
कांग्रेस को कोई और दूसरा वोट मिलने वाला नहीं है, लेकिन मुस्लिम समाज के लोगों को मैं ये बताना चाहती हूँ, आप लोगों को अपना वोट बांटना नहीं है।
मैं आप सबको चेतावनी देने आया हूँ मुस्लिम भाइयों, आप 64% आबादी हो यहाँ पे, यदि तुम इकट्ठे हुए और इकट्ठे होके एकजुट होके वोट डाला तो सब उलट जाएंगे, मोदी सुलट जाएगा।
So is it goodbye to Vikas and hello to Hindutva? Let's go straight across to our panelists on The Big Fight tonight. We have Raghu Karnad, Chief of Bureau of The Wire. We have Farah Naqvi, writer and activist joining us. Geeta Bhatt, who's a political analyst and academician. Professor Sanjay Kumar, the director of CSDS, whose organization does a lot of poll surveys, exit polls and other surveys as well. Gaurav Vallabh of the Congress is with us. And Lalita Kumaramangalam of the BJP joins us from Chennai tonight. All our panelists tonight will get 1 minute each to make opening arguments before we throw this up open for a debate. Raghu Karnad, we start with you. Where do you stand on this motion tonight? Is it hello to Hindutva?
Well, Nidhi, it's a pretty worrying development for the country, but it's also quite worrying for the BJP. So, you know, it's been said before, including by former BJP leaders, that the party is increasingly captive to an extremist fringe. And that might have been disputable in the past, but it no longer seems disputable today. So let's think about the seat that Pragya Thakur has received. Now, Bhopal has been a safe seat for the BJP for the past 30 years. It's often received, the ruling party has often received 65% of the vote share there. That means that she's not really facing necessarily a referendum on her popularity. She's sort of been nominated by Amit Shah and Narendra Modi to be vaulted straight into parliament. This is someone who wasn't even a member of the BJP a week ago. So we're talking about a truly extremist position to take someone who's accused of lethal acts of terror and put them straight in parliament against very strong odds. And what I think is that Indian voters are not in this extreme. They're not. These are not the extreme politics of Indian voters, nor are the extreme politics of BJP voters.
Okay. Well, your 1 minute is up. Before anyone can interject, everyone gets a minute. Farah Naqvi, your 1 minute starts now.
Well, I think it's a very dark day for democracy, honestly. But like Raghu said, you know, if I'm neither shocked nor surprised. And if I said I was shocked like everybody else seems to be, I would be frankly lying. This moment has been coming for a very long time. Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas was clearly a fig leaf that was designed to delude those who wanted, desperately believed that the leopard would change its spots. And what have we seen in the last 5 years? A nakedness completely exposed. Love jihad, termites, infiltrators, Bangladeshis, Pakistanis, anti-national, beef eaters, cow slaughterers. This is what we've seen in the last 5 years. You're taunting, name-calling, targeting, brutally lynching. You've got a very anxious 180 million Indian Muslims of this country and a very anxious vast majority of Hindus of this country, because you have reduced the civilizational grandeur of Hinduism to this miserly, insecure Hindutva that's like a schoolyard bully that invariably, repeatedly picks on the weakest child.
Your 1 minute is up, Farah Naqvi. Geeta Bhatt.
Yeah, see, Nidhi, freedom to express oneself, that is the strength of any functional democracy. So, you see, at a time when, we have a right to criticize and to question people, at the same time, it is important that we should not demonize and vilify people, organizations, or any ideologies. Now, what is important here is to see is that, you know, Hindutva is being created or is being projected as if it is some kind of a bad boy, while it is nothing else but an adjective of being a Hindu, which believes in total assimilation, which believes in, you know, ekam sat vipra bahudha vadanti, you know, that there is only one truth and there are many ways to reach itself. But what is important here is to see that it was also like, especially with respect to the question that has been raised with the nomination of Sadhvi Pragya, that even George Fernandez, you know, in 1977, he was charged for bombing of a CBI office in Baroda. But he contested an election and he won also.
Your time
that
is
election.
Up. Sanjay Kumar.
I think this is the saddest part of Indian elections. We have seen campaign which used to be with decorum. When you address to the voters, you spell out policies and programs, what party is going to do. But we have seen this campaign moving in the direction of accusing each other. I'm not surprised about the development which has taken place. You have played up all these statements. I think what I get from the ground is that in the first and the second round, I think BJP has been pushed to a back foot, slightly on a back foot. It is precisely because of the alliance of the regional party. If you look at Maharashtra, if you look at Karnataka, or if you look at what has happened in UP. So, and this pushing the BJP on a back foot is only because of the political alliance, which has resulted into a social alliance, social coalition, essentially based on caste. BJP needs to come up with a bigger narrative, and I think BJP, the only hope for BJP is to come up with a bigger narrative of religion. So, what we are witnessing now is religion will come into a play in the campaign in a bigger way compared to what we have seen in the first and the second
round. All right, Gaurav Vallabh, your 1 minute starts now.
See, had they done something on development, they might have shown on development. I am giving 3-4 data. Unemployment rate, 45-year high. Farm income growth, 14-year lowest. New investment, 14-year lowest. Economic growth, 5-year lowest. FDI growth, 5-year lowest. Core sector growth, 2-year lowest. Defense budget allocation, 57-year lowest. So, they had not done anything on development. So, they can't say that 10 crore jobs was created in last 5 years. They can't say that bullet trains are moving, smart cities are across the country. They can't say. Now, what to say to the voters that I had created 45 years highest employment, unemployment? No, Modi ji can't say that thing. So, how to divert the attention? They started with Pulwama, now came to Hindutva. Now, any senior leader of BJP, are they ready to condemn that what Pragya Thakur had mentioned about Hemant Karkare ji? Ashok Chakra Awadi, Hemant Karkare ji, she is telling that Shrap de dungi. Shakshi Maharaj is saying that vote de honi to Shrap de dunga.
All right. Aray, Shrap dene ka license is not only with you. Your 1 minute is up, Gaurav, and you will get a chance to interject. Lalita Kumara Mangalam, you have the last 1 minute with your opening comments.
Yeah, I find it very strange to see all the other panelists talking as if development has never been on any other party's agenda, but only BJP's agenda in this election. As far as the BJP is concerned, we have always been very clear that both Hindutva and Sabke Saath, Sabke Vikas is extremely important to us. Now, with regard to what Sadhvi Pragya said, the fact is that while personally I may not agree with what she said, what we shouldn't forget is that despite being a Sadhvi, she's a woman. I have worked with women under trials and I know what hell they go through in jails. She's probably fresh out of there. Her wounds are extremely raw. And in her, whether you call it anguish or anger, she has said things that most of us do not agree with. The party has made it very clear that that's not our stand. But yes, she has made a statement that we will not make. Now, coming to the agenda of the BJP, it's very clear.
Ma'am, your
clear.
1 minute
I mean,
is up.
I don't need to have
no,
to repeat
sorry.
It.
Your, ma'am, your one minute. Your 1 minute
yeah,
is up. So we're going to open this. We're going to open this up to debate. And actually, I would like to start by counter questioning you on what the BJP has said on Pragya Thakur. It is actually indirectly, and what you have just repeated is a justification, you know, for her comments about Hemant Karkare. I mean, the BJP has made this campaign about nationalism, about honoring our soldiers, our martyrs, they are our heroes. And here she has gone and said that she cursed him. And the BJP is actually justifying what she's saying that, oh, well, you know, she's speaking because she was mentally and physically tortured. She looks perfectly fine. You know, if she's unwell, why is she contesting an election? She's out on bail on medical grounds. She's absolutely fine.
Nidhi, I had cancer less than 2 years ago. Looking at me now, would you say that I'm absolutely fine, why I'm not contesting elections? It's not an easy thing to face. Cancer is a disease that's terrifying, both physically and mentally. Having said that, I'm not defending what Sadhvi Pragya said. I'm saying that while I may not agree with what she said, she has said it for reasons of her own. Yes, I agree. I probably would not have said what she said. But then I haven't been through what she has, so I'm in no spot to judge her. With regard to her health, I can tell you exactly what I said, because I have actually been through the same thing she had, which is cancer.
Well, you were not on bail, ma'am. You were not on bail in a terror case.
And she
got bail in a terror case on health grounds, and she's contesting
an
election.
No, I'm not on bail in a terror case. But
yes,
Nidhi,
that's the big difference.
Let's also remember that she was in jail for 9 years. Out of that, the large part of it was under the Congress administration, who had put her in jail. They still haven't been able
well,
to find anything.
A trial court
her.
Has charged
so
her
there is,
for
there
terrorism.
Are other people who are also out
the
in
trial
jail
court
on,
under this government has charged
crimes.
Her for terrorism.
I am not trying to justify her, but I am telling you that I know she is under terrorism. There have been other people who have been also out on bail and fought elections, possibly even in this
election. Not for terrorism.
I'm not comparing, but I'm just saying that it's unfair to point the finger only at a particular candidate of the BJP.
Farhan, okay,
according to me, there is a fear increasingly amongst the Mahagathbandhan that they are not going to make it through. So, of course, everything is going to be done and said that they could to derail us.
Okay, Farhan Naqvi, on this argument, you know, that the BJP is giving to justify what she is saying, does that hold up in any context?
Look, we are quibbling about minor things. If this is a woman who is so mentally disturbed that she cannot watch her words on an election campaign, she should not be contesting an election, number one. Number two, what she stands for, what she represents is the main problem here. She is, of course, she has been brought in to say these kinds of things designed to shock us. But let's not be shocked. Look, I said I was not surprised at the moment at the low that we have hit. Pragya Thakur, whom I refuse to call a sadhvi of any kind, given the kind of violence that she promotes, her being the chosen candidate from Bhopal is not surprising, but it is revealing. It is revealing there is no Modi wave in this election. They are trying to sell fear instead of hope. They are selling hate instead of development, jobs and basic dignity. That is what is happening. So as far as her, what she symbolizes is what this party has always stood for. Please let us not forget that our Prime Minister is the man who likened the massacre of Indian citizens on his watch to people being, to a puppy being run over by a car. Then we've had the Pink Revolution in 2014. We've had the appointment of Yogi Adityanath as the Chief Minister, a man not just with criminal cases.
So you're
cases.
Saying this is not a new thing for the
this
BJP?
Is not.
This has
this
always been
is
there. All,
and please, I want to also add, we are acting surprised that Sadhvi Pragya or Pragya Thakur is suddenly in the fray. Please recall Prime Minister Modi's speech on April 1st in Wardha. He was laying the ground for her candidature. That was on the 1st of April. He was all of this ballistic, this incendiary talk about how can Hindus tolerate aur ye paap kisne kiya, Hindu terror. Are Islamic terror se aapko kabhi koi problem nahi hui.
Okay, but let me ask Geeta Bhatt.
I am saying the ground was, this was planned. Mm-hmm. This is always
is this a
part of
okay,
the campaign
is this a
plan.
Campaign of fear and hate as far as we say?
I don't agree with that. I would like to...
Ma'am, give me a moment. I'll just get Geeta Bhatt's response and then come to you in just a moment.
You see, while anyone who has, whether it was Hemant Karkare or any other person who's a martyr, who has, you know, who's the son of the soil, who has died for this country, you know, there is no one can ever have any disrespect for that person. That is the first point. Second point, of course, which I would also like to touch upon and move further. I hope you'll give me enough time to speak. Second point is that what Sadhvi Pragya had gone through when she was, please remember that something which should not, an interrogation which should not have lasted more than half an hour, it took 9 years for her to come out when the charge sheet was actually filed ultimately in 2011, not before that, you know, regarding the case. Second thing is that she has been, I mean, consider that a woman who has been put along with men in a jail.
Do not play the gender
card on
this one.
Can I please complete? Did I interfere in you? At least have the decency of other people also to put across their point. Let us have that kind of a tolerance over this debate.
Please present her as your gender card. Yes, go ahead.
Well, it is not a question of being a gender card, but I think every woman can at least, you know, empathize with her on this issue. What she has said, I do not support it at all.
I'm really sorry,
please,
but it's a little difficult to empathize with her.
You give her enough time to speak.
I'm just asking you to give me a minute to talk, and then you can counter.
I have no problems with that. Please remember, she has been put along with male inmates while unspeakable things were done to her, told her. It is something which we cannot be discussed in civil society. What kind of a mental agony she must have gone through? Maybe that is the reason that she has come out with that kind of an outburst.
So why is she contesting an election?
The second point
of its
importance is her nomination. Now,
the question is, who has been responsible for the Sikh one of those who has been charged
for the Sikh massacre of 1984, Congress party goes and makes him the Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh.
Firstly, there are no formal charges against Kamalnath, but does the BJP want to emulate the mistakes that the Congress has made?
Has anyone asked the Communist Party of India that why?
No, what about me? Just cutting through the what about me for a minute. Firstly, the appointment of Jagdish Teitler or Kamalnath or others from 1984
is something the Congress is roundly rapped for every single time it happens, and they get a, and they get flak for it, they get backlash for it. But does the BJP want to repeat that mistake? This is a woman who has been charged with terrorism, madam. She has been charged with terrorism. There is a trial going on in a court. Do you believe in the justice system or not?
Yes, I believe. What does the justice system say? What does the justice system say of our country? That unless someone is proven guilty, that person cannot be, you know, she's just accused. There are many such accused, you know, who are contesting. It is not that, you know, she's the only one. One more point that, you know, one more point.
Are they all on terror charges?
I am
is terrorism not a... The BJP
is... I'm not saying that. Where has it been proved? Where has it... The day it gets proved, then you can...
Is there no better candidate for the BJP, Raghu Karnad? Is there no one else who could have taken on Digvijay Singh in Bhopal?
Nidhi, I think we're seeing something absolutely amazing right now, which is that the party that was blasting on all channels that it was the party that was hard on terrorism a week ago or just a few days ago is now has sent out a memo to all of its representatives that it and I feel great sympathy for anyone who is a natural BJP voter or a BJP office holder that they have to defend terrorism. It's unheard of. All of this compassion that people are suddenly discovering for terror convicts and for people who've spent time in prison, that is completely valid. And of course, many terror convicts who have been acquitted, unlike Pragya Thakur, who have been acquitted and who have spent longer than she did in prison, have never heard a single word or a syllable of compassion from this party. We should think about Soni Sori. If viewers don't know who Soni Sori is, then they should definitely look her up and they should find out take the courage to find out what happened to her under a BJP government. I'm not saying that one justifies the other in any way. I'm just saying that that being hard on terrorism and closing off any consideration of
is he talking about, my co-panelist, is he talking about the terror which was the whole conspiracy which was, you know, hatched inside, the Home Minister's office? If you read Mr. Mani's book, who was, you know, who worked as an undersecretary over there, and there are many other proofs.
Are you forgetting
in 2009, it was United Nations fighting? Security Council.
I am sorry.
You are not.
We are not here to have you fight a court case on behalf of...
Let me at least complete.
No, because
United Nations Security Council in 2009.
Geeta ji, the charges against Pragya Thakur were framed in October last year by the court.
And in Mumbai bomb blast, train bomb blast.
But the charges of terrorism have been framed against it in October.
You know, why, who was a businessman from Lahore? They were the ones who are responsible. U.S. Federal Department also came out with this.
The NIA tried its best to give her a clean chit. The trial court did not accept it and it has charged her under terrorism laws in October of 2018. Right? So why has it done that? And if she's innocent, she will be acquitted by the court.
Yes, definitely. I mean, no one is...
What was the need to field her as a Lok Sabha candidate? What is the message you're sending?
What message is being sent? The message is being sent here is that the kind of the conspiracy bogey of the saffron terror, which was totally, you know, inspired and conspired by the UPA government and their
so-called... So you have declared her innocence before the court has.
And let us also talk about Mr. Digvijay Singh. You don't want to talk about Mr. Digvijay Singh.
No, because he's not a terrorist.
I'm not interested in
Digvijay Singh. He's not been charged with terrorism.
Who was the person who, after his death, came out and said that he had called me and told me that
Is Digvijay Singh being charged with terrorism? Gaurav Ballabh
people have been telling that they were going to kill me. And his wife has questioned Digvijay Singh.
Please, if you're... So if you really respect, what he has done, Pragya Thakur should be dropped as a candidate.
See the contradiction in their arguments, Madam Geeta's argument. What contradiction? On the one hand, she is telling mentally, physically tortured, she is very ill. On the other side, she is contesting Lok Sabha election. And contesting Lok Sabha election, you can ask anyone, require a rigorous tours, rigorous movements. But she is okay for that purpose. Okay, that is okay. For Hemant Karkare, nothing. She is trying to justify Hemant Karkare. You know what is the problem, Nidhi? Problem is that in development agenda, F grade, fail grade. So you can't go with the fail grade to the public, because people are asking, where are jobs? Where are 15 lakh with interest? Where are black money from the Swiss bank accounts? They are not having any answer. Now how to divert? First of all, divert. Mujhe vote deo, kyunki Pulwama mein aatankwadi. Aray, people are asking votes because there is a terror attack. I'm surprised. Mujhe vote deo, kyunki Hindu khatre mein. Aray, which Hindu is khatre mein? I don't know. I am a proud Hindu. I am not in khatra. For last many years, my forefathers were never in khatra. Where is the khatra? I just want to know. And now, Pragya Thakur, why? What she is trying? Is election commission seeing this? She immediately, the nomination should be cancelled. Hemant Karkare, who lost his, gave supreme sacrifice for our country. How, what she is telling? Shrap de dungi. Ma'am, shrap dene ka license sirf Pragya Thakur ya Menaka Gandhi ya Sadhvi, ye Sakshi Maharaj ke paas hi hai. Hemant Karkare's wife can't give shrap to them. Please try to understand. Shrap, emotion,
development.
Where is development? I want to know where is development. Where are 10 crore jobs?
Sanjay Kumar, one second. I want to ask Sanjay Kumar, because you know round 3 is coming up in just a few days on Tuesday, and this is where you know Gujarat, Mr. Modi's home state, a number of crucial seats in UP, and you have Kerala as well, where there's been a kind of polarization with the entire Sabarimala issue. How will this kind of polarization affect the way people will vote? I mean, it has worked in the past, yes, but not always. It didn't work in Bihar, you remember, when all that talk about firecrackers going off in Pakistan was made by Amit Shah and Giriraj Singh and others. So, do you think it will work this time? And that's why it's a last-ditch attempt.
Nidhi, you have already mentioned that it has worked in the past, but it doesn't work always. You also mentioned about Bihar. It didn't work in Bihar. And the reason it didn't work in Bihar is the precisely what I stated in my opening statement, because in Bihar there was a coalition of two strong partners, and the coalition of two political parties brought together groups of people who were numerically very large. The danger for BJP in many of the states where coalition where regional parties have come together is that I'm not saying BJP's vote share is coming down, but the coming together of various political parties in many constituencies would make their vote share go up compared to BJP's vote share. And there is a danger that BJP might lose substantial amount of seats in many states. So in order to overcome that danger, they have to play a bigger narrative, a bigger card which overshadows the, you know, the caste identities of the people, and that could only be religion. But my submission is that extreme views doesn't attract the Indian voters, and the kind of views which Pragya Thakur is expressing, this is a very extreme view. Even if you want to mobilize the Hindu voters, I don't think a sizable number of Hindu voters would support the kind of statement which Pragya Thakur has made.
I want to, Farah, just give me a second. I want to go across to Swara Bhaskar. She's joining us from Mumbai on the program this evening. And Swara, of course, is not just an actor, but is someone who is very politically conscious and is not afraid to speak her mind on political issues. Swara, just to get your take, you know, on this entire Pragya Thakur controversy. I mean, as a citizen, as a voter, as someone who is, you know, very politically aware and conscious, you know, what is the message you're getting as a voter with this choice?
I'm shocked. I'm absolutely shocked, and I'm absolutely ashamed to be at this point a voter in an election where a terror accused, a potential terrorist, is being fielded by the ruling party in a really important mainstream seat like Bhopal. I think let's be really, really clear. Pragya Thakur has not been acquitted. She is charged under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, and this is an act that comes into play when you are charged with threatening the sovereignty and integrity of India. This is not some chori or pocket mari ka charge. This is a terror charge, and she has not been acquitted. As you mentioned, Nidhi, the NIA may have tried to give her a clean chit, but the trial court has found her, has found that clean chit to be suspect, to say the least. And I'm using very soft words, I think, over here. So as a voter and as a citizen of the country, I'm absolutely aghast and I'm absolutely shocked. And I really, really want to ask the BJP, which has made such a din about being the party that will deal with terrorists and has made such a din about nationalism and has been branding people anti-national left, right and center, and, you know, using all kinds of terminology. I mean, literally, honestly, how dare you ever talk about nationalism or about dealing with terrorism again? I think that the BJP has lost all credibility to call itself a party that is nationalist or patriotic in any way. Let there be no doubt. Terrorism and an act like the one that Pragya Thakur has seriously allegedly been involved in is an act of terror against India, against Indians, against the entire country. There is no greater betrayal of the country than that. And I'm completely clear about this. I don't understand why BJP supporters and, esteemed Geeta Bhatji doesn't get that.
But Swara, the thing is that the BJP has fielded Pragya Thakur clearly knowing, you know, what her background is. It's been very deliberately done. And, they are unapologetic about it. Even after her statements on Hemant Karkare, yeah. There is an attempt to kind of, to justify it. So what is important here yeah. is that, there may be outrage, but this outrage that a lot of people are feeling, the BJP seems to be feeding on that and maybe getting what they want. Because now everyone's talking about Pragya Thakur. I mean, is that polarization going to work? That's the question.
Absolutely. I think that the BJP is naked in its agenda to sort of polarize this election, to stoke very bigoted, rabid Hindutva sentiments. I don't want to say Hindu. This is not Hindu sentiments. These are Hindutvavadi sentiments. And to me, those sentiments are actually anti-Hindu as well. I also think that it's very interesting that the BJP has put out a statement saying that Pragya Thakur's statements about, insulting statements about Hemant Karkare, are her personal opinions. You didn't think that the JNU students' alleged chanting of slogans was personal opinions. You took that and made it a huge national issue. Put all kinds of suspect charges on those students, put them in jail. I mean, this lady just now mentioned the Begusarai candidate, Kanhaiya Kumar. Kanhaiya's charge sheet was dismissed. The charge sheet that was filed against him 3 years later was dismissed by the court. All right. She spoke about unspeakable things that happened to Pragya Thakur. Unspeakable things happened to an 8-year-old girl who was gang raped in a pre-planned gang rape in Jammu and Kathua, and MLAs from your party defended that. All right, they took out a march to defend that. So please do not try to stoke fake sympathy over like fake sort of issues. I think that there is, let's be very clear, the BJP has fielded a terror accused candidate to try and polarize this election because they are scared, because they do not have any issues upon which they can actually honestly and decently ask for votes. I think it's that simple.
Swara, stay with us because I want to go back to the panel on this, and I want to go back to Lalitha Kumaramangalam first, which is on this issue of the kind of tone that the yes. campaign is taking. Now, it's not just Pragya Thakur, which is, of course, a case that stands apart. You can't not help but notice that. But look at the Prime Minister's comments, for instance, on Rahul Gandhi standing from Wayanad, the majority-minority difference that he made, or Amit Shah talking about having the National Registry for Citizens all across the country, and that, we will only welcome Hindus and Buddhists and Sikhs and Christians, and basically consciously leaving out Muslims. The kind of statements Menaka Gandhi has made on the campaign trail about Muslims just the other day, also Mr. Adityanath. What development politics is this? And it's coming straight from the top.
Look, let me make one thing very clear. This outrage over what Amitji has said over the NRC is, I think, quite misplaced. First, we must remember that the NRC was revived, that's the best word to use, in the Northeast, because it was a demand many years ago, almost 30 years ago, from the Northeast, where they had huge, massive demographic and economic and political problems too, due to the illegal immigrants. Now, the demand for the NRC has grown from many parts of the country, and it's not a demand that was manufactured by the BJP. The first person who actually took it on board was a Congress Prime Minister, the late Rajiv Gandhi. Now, let's leave that aside. I'm not here to say do tutu meme. And with all respect to the anti-BJP sentiments of some of the other panelists, that's fine. They have their opinions. They have the right to. This is a democratic country. But when it comes back to whether it's Sadhvi Pragya, if you don't want to call her that, Pragya, the fact is that she has been tortured an enormous amount. And like I said, Every individual may not agree with what she said or how she said it, but to just paint her with one color is, I think, quite wrong. And
really?
Also in some infringement of her own constitutional rights. She's an accused, yes. She's been there in jail for an enormous number of years, and now they've let her out of bail. Whether you agree she's healthy, not agree, that's her business. If she wants to stand for election and she's been given a seat,
no.
Yes.
Legally, you're right. There is nothing that prevents her from standing for elections.
That's her business.
No, you're right.
Not
legally.
Anybody else's.
But
I mean, a lot of quotes that are now going to go up on Twitter to defend any terrorist accused whoever wants to run for elections in the future. So I hope the BJP is ready for that.
Can I please finish?
But Lalita Kumara Mangalam.
This is the problem that you all don't want any of us to finish saying what we've got to say.
Do these?
I'm not going to speak if they want to keep interrupting.
Extend to people from all communities.
No, I think as a spokesperson, you need to answer these questions. I mean, your prime minister has historically, in 70 years of this great republic, not had a single press conference. Somebody needs to answer.
Factually incorrect.
Somebody needs to answer.
First of all, you're factually incorrect. I'm not an official spokesperson. I belong to the paper, to the party, yes.
As a
so
member of the party, ma'am,
you
may
have
the right
to ask questions.
You may not accept my answer, but that's different.
No, Swara, just give me a second.
Nidhi, I have a question.
Go ahead, ask your question. That's Lalita Kumara Mangalam. You want to ask a question too? Go ahead.
Ma'am, I just like to ask you, you're going on and about legality and constitutional rights and so on. Would you have been okay if Afzal Guru, who was hung on the accusation of being involved in the parliament terror attack, would you have been okay if Afzal Guru had stood for elections, had he not hung? And please let me remind you that was a case where
hung,
a lot of lawyers and legal experts sort of questioned the manner in which that conviction was carried out. One second. Would you be okay if Pakistan had fielded Hafiz Saeed as a candidate? Because Pakistan has been saying that we don't have proof that Hafiz Saeed is a terror accused. I just want to understand that is this position, this very seemingly balanced position that you take, though I do feel you're like gaslighting the Indian voters a lot. And it's not a question of somebody being anti-BJP or anti any other party. It's a question of our society and the fact that our society is being polarized. You spoke about the NRC. The point is not about the technicality of the NRC. The point is that the NRC is being used, is being manipulated in a very sinister manner by leaders of your party to polarize voters. That is the
Lalita
problem.
Kumara,
nobody is getting into the technicalities of the
NRC.
Would you
have been okay?
Please don't try to sort of,
if Afzal Guru had stood for parliament, why
would
you
have said that?
Let her answer. Okay. Let Geeta Bhatt answer.
I want to ask this. Please answer this. Tell me where you can balance, where you can just. Rahul Baba, aapke gadbandhan ke liye Kerala ke andar aisi seat par jaakar khade jahan maloom nahi padta. जुलूस निकलता है तो भारत का है या पाकिस्तान का? What do you mean by that? How dare you tarnish all minorities in this fashion by trying to impute that they are anti-national?
I don't know
about that. Swara, that's for Lalita. Okay, one second. Lalita Kumara Mangalam.
Can we have some decency of language that is being used on your debate? Let us not use such kind of words. I mean, she's a very senior lady who's sitting over.
This is Amit Shah's statement, not my statement, madam.
You're calling third rate and this and that.
She's not calling the panelists third rate.
So, I mean, let us try to... calling this kind of sentiment third rate.
Look. Let Lalita Kumara Mangalam.
For the last 5 years, they have succeeded in creating the kind of hate. It is logical that is all they are going to campaign on.
Lalita Kumara Mangalam, would you like to take on these questions that have been thrown at you this evening? What would you say?
First, let me say to Ms. Bhaskar that I don't like my country being compared to Pakistan at all, so I have no intentions of even trying to answer that question. Secondly, Afzal Guru was convicted. Pragya Thakur has not been convicted.
That's very convenient.
She's not convicted.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
Let her answer. Yeah.
No, I don't care if you're sorry. Have the courtesy.
Would you
let
be okay
me
if Gilani stood for election?
I don't agree with anything that you say, but I'm still courteous enough not to keep interrupting.
Would you be okay if Gilani stood for election?
I think let her make her point.
Quiet. Say whatever you want.
No. Lalita,
why are all of you so hesitant to let me answer?
Go ahead. Finish your answer, please.
Yeah, now to compare Pragya to Afzal Guru is absolutely ridiculous. It's obvious where your sympathies lie, which is fair enough. I have nothing against that. But the fact is that to say that it's only the BJP that has tried to divide the country on religion's lines is again a historically inaccurate statement. India had started being divided a long, long time ago. I may talk about 1857, but when the British
please
were
do
there.
Not go
but
back to 1857.
Let's not forget that this country was divided along religious lines.
Let's talk about 1919. Why aren't we talking about the economy? Why aren't we talking about employment? Documented. Those rights, communal rights, which are documented, are 1200 and 73% of them have taken place when it was a Congress regime. This is what is documented. Don't forget Kokrajhar, which happened as early as 1212, and I was not speaking in between.
Let her finish.
And please do not forget that. Please do not forget that other people also have to speak. They also do need some space to speak.
Okay, can we let Geeta Bhatt speak?
No, I just want to come around with couple of things that while you know a lot of things. I just want to like things have been mentioned. First thing is that you know there was a comparison which was being drawn in terms of Kathua case. I would just like to remind that just 1 month after Kathua happened in Nagar court, which is very much there, you know, in the same state, you know, a 7-year-old girl was brutally raped inside a madarsa by a person called Shahabuddin, but none of the so-called,
did any ministers come out and march in favor of the accused in the second case?
Which
it's a very simple point. Did any minister come out to defend the rape accused in the second case? Because the reason why Kathua became so outrageous was not just because of the crime, but because BJP ministers marched for the accused.
There are many complexities which are allotted with it. And second point is that, you know, there was something which was talked about terrorism. I would just like to remind, I mean, this is just for record. In 2010, it was the Manmohan Singh government which had released 25 dreaded terrorists just on goodwill basis. Nothing has happened. There was no kidnapping, nothing happening. Each one of them, some of them were in Srinagar jail, some in Jaipur, some in Agra. All of them were brought and they were left at the, you know, artery border.
Masood Azhar was released by whom?
Shahid Latif was responsible.
Who
released Masood Azhar? For the 2016 terrorism. He was the one who was responsible and was actually the man behind the 2016 terror attack which took place.
Why don't we all agree?
So this is just to put the record straight.
Okay.
When you are talking about, you are trying to compare, you are trying to compare a beef. You know, have
I
some kind
come
of awareness.
Back to
don't forget what
people.
Happened. Don't Can forget the kind of bomb blast which took place between 2005 and 2010.
What was
it
Pulwama?
Is, you know, public
what
memory.
Was
Udi? Very short. We
what
forget.
Was Pathankot?
People were, you know,
those
they used
the
to fear
that
in Agya big cities. They were, they fear, used
we
to fear to go out to shop before Diwali, before Holi.
Okay, so you have made up your mind that even though Pragya Thakur is still on trial for a terror case, she is innocent.
In Varanasi, at Indian Institute of Science, Bangalore, Delhi, Mumbai.
But you have made up your mind. You have made up your mind. The moment you see, the moment you all get into whataboutry and go back to 1857, that means you've made up your mind that she's innocent. Why have a trial? Why have a trial? Why don't you just garland her? Why have a trial? One second, Sanjay Kumar, I have another question. Hemant Karkare, at the end of the day, is a hero for this country. He took bullets in his chest while fighting those terrorists on 26/11. He's a big hero in Maharashtra and in particular. Is this going to have an impact, Sanjay Kumar, on the campaign in Maharashtra as well? This is, as you said, not going to go down well with a vast majority of people.
I would agree that this is not going to go down well among the vast majority of people. You could have a very, you know, one kind of a state, one kind of a ideology, very one-sided ideology. But the kind of statement which has been given by Pragya Thakur about Hemant Karkare, I think this is unacceptable. This is not going to go well among the minds of the people. I think we have already seen that people belonging to IPS have already protested. This is not a good sign. This is not going to go well in the minds of the people.
Gaurav.
Nidhi, there is a saying in Hindi, ki boye ped babul ke aam kahan se hoy. For 2014 to 19, what they were doing? people were lynched on the road and the cabinet ministers were garlanding the guys who were lynching. So that's now going to be reflected. What they were doing is going to be reflected. And the problem is that at any development agenda, I am challenging Lalita ji also, if she is aware of 2014 manifesto of BJP. Any promise, if 10% is achieved, I am challenging her. Please let us know any promise which was there in 2014 manifesto of BJP and achieved 10% from 14 to 19, nothing. Because what you were doing, you were trying to divert the attention. You were blaming the people. If anyone asks a question against your policy, you are saying, Deshdrohi, isko Pakistan bhej do. Arre, today also in last 25 days, you do the content analysis of Prime Minister's speeches. In 40 minutes speech, 43 times, Pakistan, 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 Pakistan. Arre, elections are there in India and you are saying Pakistan. Sometimes writing a letter after Pulwama attack to Prime Minister of Pakistan. What is the need of that letter to writing a letter to the Prime Minister of Pakistan? Then Prime Minister of Pakistan, Imran Khan, is saying, my support is there for Narendra Modi ji. I don't know what is happening. Why can't they go with their development agenda? In 2014, Modi ji used to make speeches. This is good. Gujarat model, main ye kar dunga. Arre, what is Gujarat model? Vikas is, you were asking development against all these drama. Development, Vikas to pagal hua hua ghoom raha hai Nidhi. We are not able to find where is Vikas. Because Vikas
so, pagal hoke desh mein ghoom. I want to get last quick comments, Geeta Bhatt. Can I just ask you that, I mean, when are we going to see the campaign actually focus on the bread and butter issues that people care about? I mean, of course, people care about national security as well. But why aren't we seeing the government in its campaign talking more about the things that it has done in the last 5 years rather than all this?
Well, every general election, when certain situations happen, you see, there are various kind of comments which come and then somehow they kind of, you know, overtake the actual issues which are there, which of course, you know, development, economic development of the country as well as the social maintenance of social harmony and the most important is the national interest. These are the issues over which an election should take place. And it is not just the responsibility of the government, but also of all the other political parties who have been trying to garner the minority votes very openly, as we have seen, whether it was Mayawati, kind of comment that Mr. Azam Khan has made. You know, I mean, this was, I mean, kind of shocking to see that how low the level of discourse has taken place in this, in this
quite
politics.
The same as Pragya Thakur. So these are condemnable in its own way.
The responsibility.
Minka ji had left BJP. Ma'am, Minka ji left BJP.
Sorry?
Minka ji is with BJP.
Guys, I'm out of time.
Just left Congress.
I'm really sorry. I'm completely out of time. I just want to give the last 30 seconds to Swara. Swara, you get the last 30 seconds. What do you think the campaign, unfolds for us then over the next few weeks?
I mean, I think that unfortunately we're seeing on a daily basis more polarization and more hate politics on a daily basis. Some or the other, candidate from the BJP says something highly offensive about the minorities in an attempt to polarize the elections. But I do want to come back again to the issue of Pragya Thakur and what has happened. I think that the family of Hemant Karkareji is owed an apology. I think that Pragya Thakur should take back her statement because it was insulting and probably false. And I think that the BJP, if they really care about doing something about terrorism in our country, should revoke this woman's candidacy if they are really serious about nationalism,
right.
About safety, security.
I have to wrap it up there tonight.
And
I have
about
to
issue of terrorism.
I have
and
to wrap it up there tonight.
To say,
so guys, we have five more phases left. We have 5 weeks of this general election left and I don't know where it's going to go from here. I just hope that voters are seeing, what is going on. Ultimately, it's for voters to make an informed choice and we'll have to see just how bitter and how divided this campaign actually gets. Thank you to all of you for joining us tonight. That's it on The Big Fight this week. See you next week.